For today's episode, I'm going to give you a very simple rule for what type of copywriting work pays best. And so if you're a copywriter and you're trying to decide, like, you know, what am I going to focus on? You've asked what niche should I focus on? What topics? What type of copy should I write? And all of that. I'm going to give you a very simple rule that should clear up a lot of the confusion.
These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough.
Okay, so if you want to know what type of copywriting pays best, I have a very, very simple rule that you can follow. And I was actually reminded of this with one of my copywriting coaching clients recently. They were talking about how they decided, you know, what they wanted to focus on for copywriting. And it was this really simple lesson. And it's a concept that I came up with that is being close to the sale versus being far from the sale. Being close to the sale versus being far away from the sale. And so when you think about this, like if a piece of copy is close to the sale, that means it's playing an integral role in driving that purchase decision. So you take something that's like a sales letter or a video sales letter, and the whole purpose of that is to take whatever traffic is sent to it and actually convert that traffic into a buyer, like actually make the sale. Well, that's the copywriting work that tends to pay best, and especially if you can take traffic that doesn't know who you are, that it's completely cold traffic, and take that person and introduce them to you, to your offer, to your idea, to your everything, and take them through that entire buying decision-making process so they become a new customer for the first time. When the copywriter is willing to take on the responsibility of making the entire sale, that is the highest paying copywriting work out there. And the further you get from that, the further you get from actually driving revenue, the lower value the copywriting work tends to be in terms of what you can get paid for it. So something much further from the sale would be something like blog posts or SEO or writing social media posts often don't actually drive sales, right? Whatever the additional copy that you want to write that is further away from the sale, it tends to not pay nearly as well as copy that can actually generate business results, so leads, customers, sales, profits, right? Really simple rule, right? But when I landed on this and kind of conceptualized my entire copywriting career around this, it made it so much easier because I was able to say, okay, who is actually creating marketing campaigns that are designed to convert buyers, right? And what type of copy does that involve? What goes into copy like that is effective, that is actually able to generate the sales? And how can I learn that entire process? And by focusing on writing all the copy that's as close to the sale as possible, that is actually like driving the traffic and driving the revenue and driving the conversions and all of that, it made it much easier. The copy that I wrote, the marketing campaigns that I created were much higher value than something that was much less focused on generating sales. And so if you're going to follow one rule, follow that. The copy that's close to the sale is going to pay best. And if you want more advice for copywriters on how to be successful, not just like in the craft of writing, but how to be successful in the career or business of copywriting, my book, The Copywriter's Guide to Getting Paid, is all about that. While other books on copywriting focus on how to write copy that sells, mine focuses on how to have a successful copywriting business and copywriting career. And so I'll include a link in the description of this episode to The Copywriter's Guide to Getting Paid, where this advice was first published broadly and where there is a ton more advice to complement it and go much deeper on how to get paid. So let me know in the comments with this episode, on a scale of 1 to 10, how valuable do you find this advice and why? What are your action items? What are your takeaways? How is it making you rethink how you are approaching copywriting? Also, tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you. And so the magical algorithms of the internet will know to share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. you can certainly share it with folks directly and subscribe before you go. You can subscribe here. You can also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com, get my daily emails Monday through Friday, including episode notifications and more exclusive content for email subscribers. And again, check out, it's actually at copywritersguide.com. You can get the Copywriter's Guide to Getting Paid, and you can get much more advice like this, close to the sale advice, in terms of how you can get paid most as a copywriter. I'm Roy Furr. This has been your daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. I always aim for a 10 out of 10 value. I hope I've delivered it here, and I look forward to catching you again in the next episode. See you soon. Bye.
Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.